Roo and Dets here on Triple M. Roo, yesterday, massive story coming out of Melbourne with, if you saw the vision last night, helicopters and ambulances racing to Barwon Prison. Tony Mockbell, notorious underworld figure, stabbed a couple of times in a critical condition today. Associate editor at the Herald Sun in Melbourne, we talk to him from time to time. Andrew Rule is all over this one. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, boys.
What is the speculation coming out? And by the way, there's another inmate in a serious condition too, a 31-year-old.
31-year-old, not as badly hurt as Tony Mockbell it would appear, because that 31-year-old was taken by road ambulance to the nearby Geelong Hospital, whereas Tony Mockbell was worked on for some 90 minutes by paramedics before being airlifted to hospital in Melbourne. So he's in a far more critical condition.
So he was set on by two inmates, I'm led to believe. What's this goss getting around? Is it because something to do with maybe Lawyer X, or something to do with the fact he's potentially going to get out, or is it to do with the fact that he was trying to overrun a bit of an inside sort of muscle thing that was happening?
Speculation will fill all these gaps with all sorts of stories, and we can't sort of say that any one of them is right or wrong at this point. And, you know, if you nail your colours to the mast, there's a fair chance you'll be wrong. Mm. But if I was asked to bet on it, I'd say that the story running on Sunday, which said that Mockbell and his people had intervened with a group of standover prisoners, Pacific Islanders, that might have inflamed underlying tensions in the jail between rival groups, just enough to tip over into a confrontation. Mm. That would be my bet. Now, that doesn't mean it's not a deeper, darker story, because, of course, there are those who would have a grudge against Tony Mockbell and would prefer to see him dead for various reasons. But I'm not yet of the sort of conspiracy theory group, but you never know. It could be a conspiracy.
Is it the same prison where Carl Williams was murdered?
It is. And not the the same prison for sure. Not the same unit. Carl was in the interestingly named Acacia unit, whereas Mockbell was in a thing called the Diosma unit. I think part of the punishment is they put you in units with terrible names.
That's right. Now, in all of this, Tony Mockbell, is he a big chance of getting out with what's happened with Lawyer X?
Well, in my view, and this is, you know, a glorified layman's view, no, because it has been pointed out to me by people who should know that he was convicted fair and square on readily available evidence agreed to by both sides, agreed statements of facts. There was ample evidence from all sorts of sources, including phone records. And remember, they had a whole laptop worth of records implicating him in major drug halls and all the rest of it. So I don't think it needed Lawyer X to put him away.
Mm.
And maybe some other people around the place might have a better case for than Tony Mockbell did. But he got all the oxygen, or a lot of the oxygen, in the stories, because he was by far the highest profile client.
Mm. Mm. What about, have you seen pictures this morning or last night of the hospital he's in? I'm wondering if, like, is there just a massive police presence around it, or what's the story?
There will be a police presence. He'll be in a secure ward, and there will be security because of the possibility of, not of an escape, but of a further attempt on his life, perhaps. Yeah. So there'll be an automatic response that he would be used
We've just lost the line. We've just lost the line to Melbourne. Andrew Rule, associate editor of the Herald Sun there. Roo, it is a dirty, dark, murky world that they mix in.
I don't reckon I'd be wanting to get on the wrong side of Pacific Islanders inside the jail.
No.
I don't think.
No.
I reckon I'd just let them do their thing.
Yep. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Hey, Roo, in a moment. Now, you know, we've got our Valentine's Day competition. He said, she said. We've got coming up shortly. This is where we put them in a soundproof booth and we ask one question, and then we get the other answer as well.
This could be a good one, I think.
It might be. A couple of characters are coming in next. Roo and Dets here on Triple M, and this one's all thanks to Karens of Hyde Park.